That's the point. Now, here you have it, yes?
Explain how you did meditate with guile and how you did guilefully wipe out that ruffian. Explain in order that the tail may be the means of curing. Explain that it may be a salve for our souls.
Just imagine that the lion is dead, the rabbit is enchanting coming out, suddenly the hyena will sit down and say, please explain us the story you want. What is this? Oh, we are making up a story for you.
Yes.
So Rumi will remind you that, okay, it was a lovely story, but listen carefully. The story is not finished. You didn't get it. Because up to now, yes, you realize that there are some tricks that will even trick the most clever and powerful one. That's not what we are talking about. So let's hear. You need to hear some explanation so the story will come to an end and the tale will have a meaning. So be attentive. Rumi is ready to give you an explanation about this story. Yes.
Explain, for in consequence of the iniquity of that tyrant, our souls have myriads of wounds. O sirs, said he, it was God's aid. Else, who in the world is a hare? He bestowed power on me and gave light to my heart. The light in my heart gave strength to hand and foot.
You see, the intelligence is dismissed. That simple. This is not okay. Rumi insisted upon this. Explain, explain, explain means listen to the explanation. The explanation was simple. David said, this is the help of God. How does he know that? How he talked about a light in a heart. He said, my power comes from the light in a heart. And light in a heart comes from him. Like inspiration. So it's not my trick. It's not my cleverness. It's a light in the heart. Enlightenment. That's the power here. Let Rabbit explain it.
God in course and churn is ever displaying this aid to doubters and seers. Take heed, do not exult in a kingdom bestowed in churns. O you who are the bondsmen of vicissitude, do not act as though you were free. Those for whom is prepared a kingdom beyond vicissitude, for them the drums are beaten beyond the seven planets. Beyond vicissitude are the kings everlasting. Their spirits are circling the cupbearer perpetually. If you will renounce this drinking for a day or two, you will dip your mouth in the drink of paradise.
This was the explanation. Rabbit explained it perfectly. What was his explanation? He said, you want to know what happened? This is that exception, which is out of the rule. Comes from God. How? Oh, we call it the light in the heart and things like that. But you want to observe it outside? There is something that happens very often, occasionally. And there are some terms for that. One day this guy gets lucky, next guy the other one, next day other one gets lucky. It has a lot to do with luck. It's your turn now. When it is your turn, you get lucky. And guess what? You are alive because it's your turn. Why are you alive? Let's start from the beginning. Right from the beginning you were 500 million spirits. Why you? Because you were the lucky one, right? It was your turn. Don't be very happy with your term, because it's only a term. Don't be very happy with the law. It's just a law. If you understand the source of this law and connect, suddenly everything will change. You see, look at it. First of all, it starts with Hab, not God. Hab will give this chance to everyone. And he emphasized to everyone. Believers and doubters. Doesn't matter. Each of these people will have their turn to get lucky. To have that feeling inside. Let me give an example with this six-year-old boy here. The boy asked, what are you talking about? What is this? Blah, 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 lock and thing like that. And say, you know what? There are some moments of consciousness that suddenly something in you will talk. Suddenly you're looking at a miserable people, suddenly you will find some instinct in you. Your heart starts to feel bad just for that misery. Then you try to distract yourself. You turn the volume of the music a little bit louder and you just go. What happened? This was the end of luck flying around your head. You had one lucky moment. Your consciousness woke up. You could even read a lullaby to that and put it to sleep to do whatever you want. Or you could be attentive that this is it. And every single person walking on the earth, doubter or believer, will experience this. Whoever people are the people who hang on it. They don't let go of it. When their consciousness wakes up, mainly wakes up with a pain. You should embrace that pain and keep it alive, not to read it all away. You started with that thing, that Hab in turn will give everyone this help. You do not be happy with that little turn and things like that, because I know the people who are beyond this turn, beyond the moment of inspiration. You know who they are, those people? They are those people that they are beyond the physical existence. They are beyond the limitation of occasionally noticing something. They are the people who are drunk. From that wine we are talking about, there is this wine that will help you to do what? Wine will help you to get rid of your intelligence momentarily, to feel that freedom. That's why we talk about that state of drunkenness. They will say, oh, if you stop a couple of days drinking of this wine, you will have that one. Means if you switch in one of these turns, that suddenly something comes out, if you could grab it, you will become one of them. Look at those people. We know a couple of people. They don't have the moment of clear consciousness. They are living with clear consciousness. Do you think that some days, somehow, Nelson Mandela wakes up and will find his heart bleeding for poor people? His heart is always bleeding for them. Even when he's sleeping, his heart is bleeding for poor people. Because he's like that. He's transformed. So that occasional stuff that's happening in you is just to intrigue you. It doesn't suffice. Do not be happy with that one. You should go beyond, so you will always be happy.